So here we are in the third generation Tundra, which we actually have driven before, but we haven't driven this version. This is the TRD Pro with the iForce Max motor. It's to the max, yo.
I think truck owners kind of approach this truck with skepticism.
Okay.
Because it's not a V8.
Yeah.
Not the proper V8.
Well, even prior Tundra owners, because this is the problem with the updated Tundra and Tacoma, is they left those naturally aspirated motors that are lauded and were incredibly reliable and bomb-proof, and they've gone to turbo motors, and in this case, turbo hybrid.
Turbo hybrid. Twin turbo V6 making 437 horsepower and 583 pound-feet of torque, which is almost 600 pound-feet of torque.
Which is a ton.
Twin turbo and an electric motor.
Yes.
Giving you nearly 600 pound-feet of torque. Why do we need a V8? Why are owners afraid if it gives you more torque than any V8 in any truck really ever has? That's impressive.
And then
sounds good too.
It does. Well, some of that's piped in.
It's piped in, but yeah, I don't care. It does sound good.
I will also say this. Then there is the argument of, well, all this technology, it's turbo and it's hybrid. I get that, but also keep in mind that Toyota is the company that's been doing hybrids the longest.
Yes, they have.
It's not like they just started doing hybrids and they thought to put one in the truck. It's been 25 years of hybrid technology, so they have that background as well. I cannot tell you with a straight face that this will be more reliable than the V8 or even as reliable as the V8, because I simply don't know.
Yeah,
I
but
don't
they give
know.
You a 10-year warranty on the battery.
Yeah, fair point.
Everything else. I mean, that's impressive. They're backing it up. Talked to Toyota people and they said that exact thing. It's not like we're new to this hybrid game.
Sure,
and we wouldn't do it because of our reputation. We wouldn't just suddenly throw all that away just to give you a hybrid truck and not back that up with warranty and longevity, which is comforting.
Let's hope that this thing ends up being very reliable. I do understand it's a lot of technology, but if you buy anything modern, and of course trucks as well, there's a ton of technology in it now. So that's just where we are on vehicles. What's interesting is this now has a multi-link rear. As I'm just about to get off of the highway, it's dawning on me this does ride better than the prior Tundra. Even here in TRD Pro form, it rides better than the prior Tundra, which was buzzy and bounced a lot. I mean, we're headed off-road right now in the snow, but this does ride better, which is nice. This feels enormous.
It's huge.
Which full-size truck buyers do like. It just feels huge. We had the Tacoma recently, and the Tacoma felt perfectly right size. And now I'm in this
feels like
going,
a normal truck.
Why is this so huge? But it isn't honestly any bigger than the competitors. That is a key thing. The F-150, the Silverado, they're every bit
feels
as
enormous.
Big as this as well. It just
but that's
big.
What truck lovers like.
Yep.
I even got a compliment. I first started driving this morning, and the first guy walking his dog instantly was like, nice truck, man.
Yeah.
Like, it is. This gets noticed.
And this Terra color is unique to the TRD Pro, which is very cool. They're offering that now on here, which is very nice. Another thing they're offering, as of 2024, you can actually get a 3-inch TRD lift from the factory for the first time, which is very cool. Now, that ignores the fact that this TRD Pro already comes with about a 1-inch lift and the Fox shocks. But if that's not enough for you, you can go all the way up.
Hey, look. TRD Pro's natural habitat.
Yes. I am already in 4-high.
I'm surprised it's melted.
We'll see. It's going to be a mixed bag on this road. This road's always a mixed bag. This is one of those roads, actually, not far away from us in Park City, that is dirt. And so I know a couple people live up this road, and it really depends. Sometimes they can't get to their houses. I mean, it does get that bad.
That's
this
crazy.
Is a very mixed road.
I can justify this truck if you lived up here.
Yes, I agree with that. In fact, one of the owners I know up here, they had a prior gen Tundra, and they actually did consider the new one. But they ended up buying something even more ridiculous. But it's a whole separate thing. This is already in 4-high because, of course, this is a press car, and it was sent to us not on winter tires. This has all terrain.
Yeah, that's the biggest concern. Whenever you want to do truck stuff with it, I'm surprised that press fleets just leave the stock tires on it. And they're good for this kind of thing.
They're
but
fine.
For actual winter weather, I would change those out in a heartbeat.
Yes, agreed.
As Todd said, multi-link rear, which gives it a decent ride. It doesn't feel like old pickup trucks on the highway, but here, this is what you want, and multi-link with Fox shocks.
Mm-hmm.
So this is specific to off-roading, to the more aggressive stuff that you would do with your pickup.
You know, we've actually been talking on the podcast about how heavy vehicles are getting because they're electric. And one of the things we've kind of made fun of has been electric pickups because they weigh 6,000 to 7,000 pounds. This weighs 6,000 pounds.
It's 6,100
pounds, which is heavy. A 3-ton pickup. And I know somewhere in Japan, somebody at Toyota is crying that they're making a vehicle this big. But that is the American pickup appetite. This is built here in the U.S. in San Antonio.
Well, that's so funny because for decades, Toyota just couldn't really understand and figure out, why do Americans want such a big pickup truck? I think Toyota could just sell this truck in Texas alone and do just fine with
it.
You're right. Built in San Antonio where the Sequoia is built, and we've seen some of the production, what they do to this chassis now. It is very impressive. A lot of laser welding and a lot of strengthening and reinforcements where those shock towers and shock mounts are. I could justify this truck. I mean, you and I talk about not really needing a truck this big.
No, we don't.
But now, the Tundra is solidly one of the contenders, and I think with all the amenities that you get, mm-hmm. and as good as this truck feels on and off road, this truck is now teaching the American trucks how to do it.
You think so?
I would choose this.
Okay, all right.
V6 with this much torque, twin turbo and electric. I have no problem that it's a V6. Mm-hmm. I have zero issue with that. And I love the twin turbo, and I love how this looks and sounds, and it's no wonder it gets complimented. No wonder.
The American manufacturers are starting to make, I mean, they already do have V6 versions of their trucks.
Oh, yeah. They've had four-cylinder and six-cylinder turbos, of course, for a long time.
That exists in general. Now, combined miles per gallon, and this is about 20 now in the world of the grand pantheon of hybrids, that's terrible, in the world of full-size pickups, I got 20 out of my full-size pickup.
It's better than my Expedition that's 12 years old.
Yeah, and gets 12.
Much less power and gets like 12 to 14. This is the way to go. This just, it feels like the modern approach to it. And I like that Toyota has never, ever offered such a huge engine range because they don't. They offer one engine that is twin turbo, the iForce engine.
Yes.
Without the electric motor.
The hybrid component, yep.
But then when you add this, it just gives you all that torque.
It gives you max. It's not just iForce, it's iForce Max. I actually have a gauge here for the iForce, and I have a gauge for Max.
You want to know
how much Max am I using? How much of my Max? It's ridiculous.
It's so funny
to drive this thing because it does feel massive, especially after the new Tacoma. But I have to keep reminding myself it's not really any bigger than the competition.
No.
This is the Crew Max cab, so it is four doors, four seats. It's got solid, decent space in the back. This is where the smaller trucks like the Tacoma really struggle, is back seat space. This has got tons of space. The interior in this is modern and nice. I enjoy this as a truck. Now, I'm not saying, I don't think it revolutionizes. I don't think it actually stands out front of the American manufacturers. But it is a perfect contender. And if you're a Ford or Chevy guy,
I suppose,
but look, we really like the Ram as well. I mean, all three of the big three are still making excellent trucks. And Toyota has never been the number one seller. Of course, Ford owns that. Mm-hmm. And Ford still gets bragging rights because Ford makes sure they get bragging rights for the most towing and the most payload and the whatever, right? They make sure that they get that.
Quick styling exercise here. I really appreciate this sort of brutalist, bold architecture, this styling that they have done that has incorporated not just headlights, taillights. I like what the fender flares have done. I was a little skeptical when we saw the press reveal photos of this. I thought it might be a little too aggressive, but actually it works very well with the styling of this truck. And it is all the way into the interior and to the wheels too. Look at the same kinds of shapes on the wheels, and you find those shapes in the interior. So it looks very cohesive. You jump in here, and one of the things that I think many manufacturers forget are the handles. All four corners, great grab handles.
Yep, you're right.
14-inch screen up here with the Toyota multimedia. This is truly Texas, is it not?
Okay, you're right. Big vents on the side. You're right. Absolutely.
Did they get the memo?
No, I think the vents are in the right place.
It's in the same line as your gauges.
Because everyone is
giant screen.
Thanks for remembering that.
Everything's in line. Did they do it here?
They did it well. You're right. Because that's something that I do rage about, especially in the summertime, is that you don't want your vents down here by your knees because you got to put the screen up top.
Yeah.
You put the screen up top with the vents on the side. This was designed for Texas. You're right. Somewhere in the middle of Texas, in the middle of the summer, you're going to be like, yeah, good. I got got Vince pointed at my face. I got him way up high here, which is helpful. I know that sounds ridiculous, but every time we're in a truck in the summer and the vents are down by our knees, we end up complaining. No, I end up complaining.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Giant center console. The seats are decent.
They're not great. They're okay.
They're not sports car seats, but they're designed for big people, big individuals who
and
want a big truck.
There's space back here.
There's so much space.
Tons of leg room.
Giant roof panel, glass panel up here. You get a lot for this, but the big issue here is the price.
I was wondering if you were going to get to the price.
I want you to...
It's competitive. It's just that it's a lot. Trucks like this are now really
expensive. It's a lot of money. I can't believe pickup trucks at this level are so expensive. This isn't $50,000. It's not $60,000. It's just over $70,000. It's $72,295. That's expensive for a truck, for a pickup truck.
Yep.
Think about a $72,000 sports car. Would you justify that? You think, that's expensive. Mm-hmm. But for your pickup truck, look what you're getting.
Yeah. People actually just justify that for pickup trucks, but it is amazing to me to think about that.
Hey, look, an old Tundra.
That amazing me to think
that
about.
That looks tiny. Why are you driving such a tiny truck, man?
Well, might need to get a bigger Tundra, dude. Anyway, but no, it's amazing to me to think about the fact we're talking nearly, you know, we're talking three quarters of six figures to get a truck.
For a pickup truck.
A truck.
That isn't head-turning unless you're into trucks. Yeah. And you know what this can do.
Yeah.
I do like Ford, Chevy, Ram. I do appreciate what pickup truck manufacturers are doing. All the EV trucks, that's where the money is. But I do feel like this is such a solid player here.
You need to drive. I just keep thinking about the fact that on one level, we're talking nearly 75 grand. But on another level, I could take any one of the competitors and find a $75,000 truck.
You could go past
that. That's what's crazy, is that they're out there and they exist. And I'm not talking about the crazy weird ones. I mean, this is just one of the normal trim levels.
Yeah.
They're just expensive now. You need to drive.
Time to use the grab handles.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I like that I can see design brief influencing the interior.
Okay.
Can you operate the interior with gloves? Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
The knobs, the dials, everything you touch. The shapes are so cohesive. From exterior all the way to the interior. That's what I like the most about this. It's not just we're trying something in the truck, and it doesn't need to be driver-focused. It doesn't need to be anything but purposeful, and that's what this feels like to me.
But you're right. Everything that you're going to normally need, especially if you had gloves on, winter or work, you can do it right here with buttons and toggles, and that's wonderful. Of course, you can get up into the screen and do all kinds of stuff, but look, I even have cameras.
Camera views. Cameras all the way around the truck. This also illuminates when you come to a stop behind a car. It actually activates the front camera so you can see, because the truck is
so
big. Because
the hood's so high. Yes, absolutely true.
I do think this styling is successful. I do think it's very in your face, but Toyota went very big and very bold, and it does work. I mean, it's a lot in the rearview mirror when you see this thing coming. I mean, it's very aggressive.
It's a lot when you're behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Just big. Now, granted.
But the shapes are good.
We are not truck people first and foremost. And I know if you're used to driving a truck, you just think that's the size of trucks. But you have to understand what trucks are like to everybody else on the road. And they're big. That's the reality. They're just big. A bit slick out there. Winter tires would be nice, but that's okay. We got four-wheel drive. We'll make it work.
Yeah, we do. Just dropping a gear. We're still in four high.
Yep.
You've got three different drive modes, normal, sport, and eco mode, which is fine. I don't know when you're ever going to drive this around in eco mode, because it's not why you buy a truck, I don't
think. I dropped my son off this morning. It was icy. I actually turned the traction control off and just did a 360 in the parking lot after I dropped him off, because I'm that dad.
It sounds great to me. You know, I think we've been accused in the past of not really knowing the essence of what truck owners want, but you see most of these used 90% of the time on road.
Yes, you do.
This is not something you could take rock crawling, but I bet you'd do just fine.
It would do fine with
it, need some more clearance maybe, but I'm sure it would do just fine. I mean,
the 3-inch TRD
scamper.
Packer.
Yeah, if you got that.
You get the three-inch lift from TRD. And of course, this TRD Pro already comes with, you know, different sway bars and skid pads as well. So, I mean, you could take this and get a little bit hardcore with it. That's obviously not what this is. But again,
not really.
There are people that live up this road that can't get up this road in a storm. So, you know, that this is the road that a truck like this makes sense.
I mean, even with these sort of mild street slash somewhat dirt road tires.
All-terrain tires.
Yeah, whatever.
All-terrain does not include...
They're fine.
...snow.
The weight of this thing...
True. 6,000 pounds and four-wheel drive.
Four-wheel drive is like, no worries here. Yeah, electronic locking diff, which is cool. Yeah, I think... I'm really trying to justify 72 grand. Because I want the truck. I mean, if I were looking for a truck full size, you got, what, just over 11,000 pounds towing capacity in this thing? Which is... You know what? Every truck manufacturer tries to claim the highest number, but that's still a lot.
Well, but this is a key thing you're hitting on, is there are definitely ways that you can actually spec out a Ford F-150 and wind up with more towing and more actual cargo bed capacity than this has, because Ford wants to make sure they have the highest number.
Great.
It is, in trucks, just like in sports cars, but for different stats, it is a numbers game. I want to be able to brag I have the most. Yeah. In trucks, it's towing. In sports cars, it's 0 to 60.
It's
and the reality is, 11,000 pounds of towing here? What are you towing?
Yeah.
The average person buying this will spend more time in Starbucks than towing. They will.
You live on a road like this, I get it.
Doesn't mean they might not ever tow. Doesn't mean they don't tow the boat on the weekend. But tell me honestly, if you have a car like this, you go through Starbucks every day, you tow once a week?
That's still a lot for most people. Towing once a week. 72 grand.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah, starting to breathe on $75,000 for this is a lot.
This feels quite robust and capable.
It does. It does.
It does and feel that longevity here.
Well, and it has a stiff pickup ride here on in the background. But at the same time, once we get on the freeway again, we're both going to be pleased with the fact that while it never stops feeling big, it always feels big.
Yeah.
It isn't jittery on the freeway anymore, which I do appreciate because it was before.
It's a good mix of true solid off-roading. I mean, great capabilities.
You could do descent control here. But you could. It exists. It does all those things.
If it were slick, maybe I'd try it, but this is fine.
A lot of piped in noise here, but it's a good noise. It's a noise that sounds robust.
I'm
like
fine
with
it.
Truck noises.
I'm totally fine with it. I mean, this is such a solid long-term contender.
It feels like it, doesn't it? I'll be very curious to see what the actual longevity of this is. And again, we don't know. What are these like in 10 years? What's the resale value? What's the reliability?
Right.
I mean, I'm going to actually believe that because of the reputation, unless something goes catastrophically unexpected with these, that it's still going to keep their residuals. They're still going to be really robust and reliable long term. Let's hope so. You know, this is not new technology going in this truck. It's new for this truck.
It's new
but
for
it's
this
not
truck,
new
yeah.
in general. And that's the thing that we're going to have to count on. I'm very impressed with this from every angle. I love the look of it. I always felt like the last Tundra, while good and reliable, never seemed like it looked mean in any spec.
This does look more aggressive
this looks
than any
mean,
of the trucks.
And that is something that matters in trucks, for sure.
Getting dirty.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, see, now you can actually go to sport mode and use power.
I could.
Yeah.
All right.
There
sport
you go.
Mode.
There it is.
Engage. Yep.
It has full torque from 2,400 RPM.
That's so
astounding.
That
full 580 plus is 2,400 RPM, and you get all of that torque.
This moves like a small car.
It doesn't feel like a small car, but its takeoff is much better than it should be for something this scale. Absolutely.
All right, so the takeaway is, if you want to buy a pickup truck that you get compliments in... It's the TRD Pro Tundra. Oh, you know what my other favorite thing about this is?
Okay.
I know everybody does some sort of cool thing with their tailgates.
Yes.
But I do like the pad, the touch pad at the left rear taillight to drop the tailgate.
Sure.
What's cool is the Tacoma actually does it both ways. It will actually close the tailgate for you if you do it again. But why are we still having to open our own tailgates? Use the button.
Oh, see, you're one of those people that doesn't... The irony is, love to interact with doors.
I love
the sound of a good door,
true.
And yet you so appreciate what the door does it for
you. But the tailgate goes the opposite way.
I don't care about how the door sounds. but I really, really want to do it my damn self. So,
well,
whatever.
You know.
This is how, one of the many ways we're different. Yes.
The tailgate hinges differently.
It does it. You can also do it from the fob. I mean, it's one of those things. So this actually, I actually drove it in 5 degrees on an icy morning, taking my son to school, and it popped right to life. That was another thing where the hybrid like kicked on and everything went live, and then it kicked the engine on, and then it warmed itself up. The heated seats are on alert. They're on alert. They're like waiting. Please use me. Yes. Please, please. They are.
Did
they
you crank
hot,
it up?
Fast. Oh yeah, it's terrifying.
You could cook food.
You absolutely could.
You could put a skillet.
They are ready. I mean, I'm telling you, 5 degrees this
sizzling.
Morning. I turned on our
hot.
Heated seats. My son got in and was like, "It's nice and warm in here." I was like, "I just started it."
Yeah, that's
so
amazing.
It's great. Yeah,
that's what you want for winter. Like it.
Yep.
Okay, we got to come up with $72,000.
It's not our thing.
Get one of these.
We don't need one, but. It's a contender, and that's what I really like.
Yeah.
And it's a good upgrade, which is really cool as well.
Great upgrade. All right, Tundra TRD pros for everyone.
Everyone that needs a truck.
I
Not
guess.
Everyone. Everyone that needs a truck.